On April 12, 1861, Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter. The man who returned fire for the Union became far more famous, though, for something unrelated to the war. The story of those first shots and how they impacted another piece of history is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In December 1860, South Carolina seceded from the Union. However, Major Robert Anderson and a force of just over 100 men occupied the fort into April 1860.
General Beauregard, who was the commander of the Confederate forces here in Charleston, was trying to get Anderson to leave the fort so they could control their own harbor entranceway. And so they write back and forth a couple of different times trying to get Anderson to leave the fort.
Don Davis shares the story from Fort Sumter. The two sides did not reach an agreement, though, and at 4:30 a.m. on April 12, 1861, Confederate forces began to shell the fort. 2 hours later, the Union soldiers, running low of supplies and ammunition, fired their first shots of the war.
Captain Abner Doubleday is Anderson's second in command, the legendary inventor of baseball. History has shown, though, he actually did not invent the sport, but what we can tell you is he did fire the Union's first shot of the war.
The Union surrendered on April 13th. But by 1863, the Union returned and laid siege to win back the fort. Confederate troops withstood the assault for almost 2 years.
They're going to endure a 20 to 22-month siege where they are bombarded with roughly 7 million pounds of artillery. It, in essence, reduces Fort Sumter to rubble around them.
In February of 1865, Confederate forces left the fort under the cover of darkness. In April of that year, a ceremony was held to commemorate the recapturing of the fort. President Abraham Lincoln was invited for the ceremony held on April 14th. He declined. That night, he was assassinated at Ford's Theater. Traveling the countryside in Charleston, South Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.